The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said to the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she would not be consoled, since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate the feast today of the Holy Innocents, and it's I think troubling for many reasons. One is because I think we don't like to consider the massacre of all these infants, but I think there's a second somewhat theological concern we may have is in calling these children martyrs. Martyrs, in as much as they bear witness to Jesus, and yet they themselves did not know Jesus. So now I'd like to give hermeneutic keys, right? I like to give, like, this is the key that unlocks our understanding, okay? So let me give the hermeneutic key of my entire life, is that I don't understand always what the church teaches, but I accept what the church teaches on faith, then I have to work to understand why the church teaches what she teaches. I don't get to stand back and say, you know what, I'm going to be in judgment, because this is a theological, I mean, I grapple with it every time the feast comes up. This is a theological issue for me. How is it that these infants, I mean, do they even have the capacity to bear witness to Jesus? I know you're all going to have your smart answers for me after Mass, but how is it that these are martyrs? How are they martyrs? Well, look, I'm starting from the wrong place, right? I'm starting from my understanding. So let's start from what the church teaches, which is that these are the holy innocents, the martyrs. I'm wearing red, okay, and all the rest. So let's start from the fact that they're martyrs, and then let's see if in our understanding we can work things out. By the way, and I bring it up because it's not merely just what we're talking about here, but everything that the church teaches, we accept. And then we try to understand. It doesn't work the other way around. Okay, so just as Leon said, 3 days into our salvation, I figure that's a pretty important key to put out there for you all, 3 days into the outworking of our salvation, because that's a pretty big one. If we start with a egocentric perspective, we're not going to get very far. If we start with a church-centric perspective, then we're liable to be part of that story of salvation. Here, this is my effort. This is like a couple of aspects of how I would consider the Holy Innocents martyrs. Okay, one is because anyone who is killed per odium fidei is considered a martyr. Anyone who is killed for hatred of the faith is considered a martyr. And precisely here, Herod is killing these children for he's motivated by the hatred of the faith. Okay, but this is still confusing because we took a step out and we seem to have taken a step back. Because what are you talking about? Hatred of the faith? This is not about faith, right? Herod and Jesus, dangerous baby, okay? Which Herod, and he's got to kill him because he's a rival claimant to his throne. But what, so what is this? What faith? Again, we're back there, faith. It's not this airy, otherworldly, I believe in a power greater than me. No, faith in Jesus as the world's true king. So, Jesus is born. Jesus, to whom all allegiance is due, is born on earth. Herod realizes that that undermines his own authority and power. So he has to do away with him. Okay, and then there we start to, again, we have shaped for us that that view of faith, which is not just a spiritual, like, oh, you know, like, oh, my life is really terrible, and, you know, my family members don't talk to me, and I don't have any money, and I don't, and the Giants lost last night, and, right, all the ways in which, I don't know about the Giants, but the, you know, all the ways in which our lives are so bad, oh, but, you know, I have faith in a power greater than me. That, what is that? It's like people say it's spiritual, right? Spiritual faith. No, no. Faith is full-bodied. That's why martyrdom means anything, because it's full-bodied faith. It's total allegiance. You say, well, maybe the spiritual stuff is harder. The spiritual stuff is not necessarily harder. The physical stuff can be harder, especially in a world of comfort. What are we willing to give up for Jesus, the world's true king? What are we, what, okay, well, the other question is, what are we not willing? That's the better question. What are we not willing to give up? Because that's what you have to go back and pray about now. Let me be able to give those things up. For you, Jesus, you are the world's true king. Everything's oriented towards you. Okay, so this is my, that's my weak attempt at trying to explain the martyrdom of the Holy Innocents. And there are others, but I think we do have all morning, actually, because I think most of us are off from work today, but I'm not going to keep you all morning for the sake of trying to figure this out. But I do want to say just one more thing here, is that Herod doesn't underestimate Jesus. Herod does not underestimate. For as crazy as the guy is, right, as paranoid and bloodthirsty as the guy is, he does not underestimate Jesus. He seems to have a pretty good sense of who he is. That's why he's got to go and wipe out a whole village of infants and toddlers. Are we the same? Not bloodthirsty and arrest, but do we underestimate Jesus? Can we give him his due? Because that's what it's all about. Right? The world's true king has been born to us. Everything from the very beginning points to him as the world's true king. Let's not give up our power and authority to some false god or some false claimant to his throne. Let's not even waste our power on ourselves, but let's give ourselves over to him that he might make us really good stewards of his manifold graces, that praising God will also be able to give witness, as the martyrs did, give witness to his love in the world.